Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, brought to you by Boston Connect Real Estate Services. Connect with Sharon now at 781-837-4900 and online at bostonconnect.com. Now, here's Sharon McNamara.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford here with me again this morning. Good morning, Cindy. Yes, I couldn't really hear you, so we're going to have Jesse fix that for us. So Jesse is manning the phones. You were probably listening to Alyssa McNamara Reed earlier, and Jesse was here. So good morning, Jesse. I haven't seen you in a while.
It has been a while.
I know. So happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all those good things, Happy Hanukkah, whatever.
Kwanzaa. Yes, all of those things.
All of those things. Haven't seen him that long.
Oh.
And I asked him, little Frank is doing well?
He is.
Yeah, perfect. Yes. I hope you don't mind me saying that out loud, do you?
It's good that everyone knows he's doing well.
Yeah.
So,
no,
yes, he's doing
great.
Fine.
Yes. So he has a little cherub at home. So
I do.
Frank, which is one of my favorite names. It's my dad's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I always remember the baby's name. So.
Yes, it's my dad's name too.
Oh, really? Oh, great. Look, we have so much in common, Jesse.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Best friends.
If I only could, you know, if you could be my age and I could be your age, life would be grand. And
not
I love
me.
That Alyssa was just talking about childcare and everything. That was a great show. I was listening in and actually having flashbacks and memories of all the great things my kids, you know, to have that time when you were younger and what we have to go through now, you know, parents, both parents working. But I love that I come into the studio and there's a pink crayon, broken crayon sitting on the desk. So I don't know if they were coloring while they were here. Were you?
That's what I figured. Couldn't find the pen.
That's a true mom. If I've ever seen one.
I know, and I have a crayon.
Yes. And Alyssa is obviously my niece and she's a great, great mom. So that is no doubt to me. That's why we found a pink crayon sitting here on the counter. So, good morning. How are you?
I am fabulous now that I'm sitting here at the table with you.
Yeah, I got to tell you. So, we're busy. Like, we were out both showing houses this morning before we got to the studio.
Yes.
So
it's crazy.
It's really busy out there, and I feel like a little bit of what we've been doing is sort of, I want to say, jumping through hoops a little bit because there's so little inventory.
Correct.
And it's still the problem that we're having out there. I actually listened. I don't know. So you know I'm sort of like a geek, right? So I tried to take Yes, you do. I tried to take some time off this week because the girls were going back to school. Mackenzie ultimately ended up having to leave a day early just because of the storm that was coming in and it's all snow up there. So she was nervous. So we didn't get to do a big family, you know, last dinner before they go back to school, whatever. And Casey's home just for the weekend. So I took some time this week. But one of the things I love doing is watching little videos. If you go on, we're lucky. We have realtor.org.
Right.
Okay. So one night this week, I could not sleep. I was up at 3:30.
And I said, why didn't you?
Yeah, I should have called you.
And I should have. I'm trying to stay away from the phone at 3:30 in the morning.
I know. But if I knew you're up, I mean, I could
have called me.
Yeah, we could
have chatted.
We could get so much done. No interruptions.
Right.
And will you make me tea?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
Absolutely.
I'll just walk right down to my jammies. I was up, and it literally was probably about 3 o'clock in the morning that I came across. I said, I'm going to go on to realtor.com and think of some ideas for the show on Saturday. You know, what do people want to hear about? And Lawrence Young is the chief economist for NAR, which is the National Association of Realtors. And his first thing I see, he does videos, and I'm going to actually try to get that onto our website because it's such good information, and I've been fortunate to see him several times live at conferences. One of the smartest men that I've ever met, other than my two brother-in-laws, and I tell them that all the time, and neither one of them are around to hear me say that. I just say that about them because they are very, very smart. I mean, all my brother-in-laws are smart, but I have two in particular that are quite bright, and the chief economist, so his what his expectations are for 2016 and what he's seeing, and it comes back to low inventory again. He also sees us stalling a bit at the beginning of this year based on the fact of not having inventory. I'm sorry that I just have my pocketbook just sitting in your face like that.
It's all right.
Sorry,
I'm good
about that. Okay. So that's a great video. You should watch that, and we'll try to get that on our website.
I will.
So, but we were out showing properties this morning because you give the example that you told me about a house being on the market and the showings.
So there was a house that my client, last weekend I had an open house, and it was the property just went on the market, and at the end of the open house I had an offer and we accepted the offer, and my client didn't think it was going to happen that quickly, so we're out trying to scramble to get him.
Because he had been on the market previously.
He was on April 2 to September last year, and nothing.
Yep.
I don't know why. I'm thinking maybe the price. I'm not sure.
Yep.
But we sold it within 3 days.
And that is an important thing, and we will get into that more about, you know, pricing your property correctly.
Absolutely.
It is a huge part of this, and I think that that's one of the things that we train our newbie agents, and Cindy is one of our mentors over at the office, mentoring our new agents who just got their license, to so people can understand. I think that when I bring people into the office and really show them, this is how we price your house. I understand that you may have got other comparisons from other people that are saying it's more. Sometimes I've had people that say it's less, you know.
Absolutely.
You have to use the numbers.
You know, I'm going to digress for 1 second.
My pleasure.
Which is what
please.
We do.
That's what we do here.
So the agent that put the offer in, he was really, really nice guy, great to work with. And when I got the offer, I had to, you know, ask him, oh, did you... You know, can you submit this? Can you submit that? Like some other forms that we need in order to present the offer to our client.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wonderful and very gracious. And he said, he finally came through and said, you know, I've only had my license for 6 months. And he said, I learned how to write an offer by watching one of Sharon's videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And my first thought was, geez, thank God I'm with Boston Connect, because we do so much training.
Yeah.
And we really want all the agents to succeed. And a lot of companies, and I you know, I'm not saying all, but they'll, here, you've got your license, here you go. And
yeah.
So he learned from you, and
online.
He's on the North Shore.
Well, and here's the thing. That video was in 2011, and there have been a lot of changes.
Yes.
So that worries me a little bit. And you did tell me he had a form that was missing. We have the new TRID form.
Yeah.
And let me digress a little bit, because we know next week's show we're going to have Mark Stiles here.
Yes.
And Mark asked me what I want to talk about, and that is exactly what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, you know, putting in offers and how to do it properly and the contingencies and all of that. The TRID form is one of them. That's something new that we add.
And not one agent since that came into effect on October 3rd, not one agent has submitted that with an offer for any of my properties. I've had to, you know, reach out and ask if they could. And then they ask me to send it to them because they have no idea where it is.
Yeah.
Which I graciously do. I don't
Yeah,
mind.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Well, we had several trainings in the office on that. We actually made it mandatory for all Boston Connect agents.
You did.
If I didn't mention, I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate. And one of the new sort of things that we've been saying is Boston Connect Real Estate, service that moves you.
Oh.
Huh, tricky. Yeah, I probably saw that somewhere online at 3 o'clock in the morning the other day, and I think it's now my thought, but whatever, that's I'm going with. But
I
it
like
is.
It. Works
yeah,
for me.
It's services that move you. But in our office, we have all positive affirmations, but with the training aspect of it, and, you know, I have the mindset of an agent. Don't you, when you look at me, don't you see me more as an agent than you do as a broker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, you are, yes. Yes.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, you're an agent. You're definitely what you are. Definitely an agent.
Yeah. Well, yes, I am an agent. I sold 47... How many homes? 47, I think, last year, which was good, 2015. It was exactly the same as the year before, which is funny.
Hmm? You poor thing.
I know. Yeah, I know.
You've got to step it up a notch this year. Could
no,
you do that
You
me?
Know what it is, though? It's all referral work that comes to me. WATD listeners, you know, are there for me. And my goal is to always do a good job for my clients.
That's
so
it.
That's really easy for me.
Simple.
It's
Isn't
really
it?
Easy. But going back to the agents and the training, that TRID training was very important, and we made it mandatory in our office. If you didn't take, we had two trainings. There was no excuse not to be there, one in the morning, one at night. And I was able to get a great team of people together to learn, to teach us, you know, that.
Yeah.
So we can best support our clients. We are providing service to our clients. That's another one of our little things. It's, you know...
Huge.
Serve with excellence.
Absolutely.
I expect that of all our agents. So next week's show, we did digress a little bit, is going to be Mark Stiles from Stiles & Associates, located on Stiles Law, located right here in Marshfield. Mark is a great attorney. I actually consider him a good friend. I mean, we don't hang out, but he's a good guy. He really is a good guy, and he does a lot with the kids. He does a lot in Marshfield. I know he's very involved with sports and things like that. So we're very fortunate to have him as part of our team here at, you know, Talk Real Estate. And so next week will be best practices when you're putting in an offer. Today, do you want to give an outline of what we're talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about, you know, the process of navigating, you know, buying and selling your home. you know, at the same time. And as you've said several times to me, what came first, the chicken or the egg? We're not sure. But there's several ways you can go about doing it. And sometimes there's you know, you have no choice but to do it a certain way due to the market that we're currently in for several reasons. One, either your house sold very quickly, or two, you know, it sold quickly and then you couldn't find something. There wasn't enough, there wasn't the inventory in your price range.
Yeah, and we were talking about that beforehand. It's been great, too. And I hope you, if you have any calls, I mean, actually questions, and please call us. Jesse is waiting to take your phone call, 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900. Jesse with his fun pom-pom hat on that says Patriots.
Patriots.
Go Pats.
Go Pats today, right?
What time's the game? I know, we digress.
We're like in unison here.
It's on at 4:30.
4:30. Yeah, yes. Nachos, chili, what's the deal, yo?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm making paleo pizza.
Oh, can you bring me a slice? Can you make two and just bring me one?
I always make two because I eat a lot.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe I'll make three.
I'm going to make paleo turkey chili.
What is paleo?
What is paleo?
It is the caveman diet. So, you know, you think... So it's eating natural organic foods. This is a real estate show, but I'll just quickly tell you that, you know, so no...
It's why Cindy looks so great. That's all you need to know.
No sugar, no dairy, no wheat, no gluten,
no fun.
Grains. Lots of fun because I cook everything that I made before. Is my lasagna to die for?
It is. It's really good.
I know. I'm just telling you.
We'll bring... Jesse, when are you on again?
Yeah.
3 weeks from now.
3 weeks? All right.
Okay.
Cindy's going to bring you a little package.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it.
You're going to love
it.
All right, honey.
So, yes, if you have any questions today, 781-837-4900. Last week's show, what we discussed was we were starting to talk about navigating home buying and home selling. We were fortunate that we had Mr. Bob Gleason with us, a.k.a. around the office. We call him Uncle Bobby. He's wonderful. I've noticed with Uncle Bobby is that... When I walk into the room and say stuff, he sort of shakes his head like Mark does. Like when when I say stuff, he's just like shaking his head. Like I'm one of his kids or something. Well, I'm too old to be one of his kids.
No, he just can't believe the things that come out of your mouth.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. Which is...
You'd think that he would be used to it by now.
Right?
I know. But Bob did join us last week, and Bob is great. He is a wonderful, wonderful agent. He is very, very detailed. Obviously, he is a realtor at Boston Connect Real Estate. We call ourselves sales and marketing advisors. And he is having a program. He's doing a session, a workshop. It's in February and it's at 7:00. And unfortunately, I don't have the date exactly in front of me. I did text him, but he has a commercial playing soon, right? Hmm. It's actually February 9th at 7 p.m. It's going to be at the Adam Center, which is 33 Main Street. It is a free event.
Yeah.
And he is going to be talking to boomers. He is going to have an attorney on with him as well, talking about life estates and planning and things like that. So, we had him last week. Do you want to do maybe a little synopsis of some of the things that we did discuss last week? So we can just review what we did last week so you get a little idea of some of the things Bob will be talking about as well on February 9th.
Well, last week, as if anyone listened, you know, well, of course, lots of people
listened
because lots of people called me.
Sure somebody's listening.
Yeah. There's one or
my
two.
My dad is.
My dad is too.
All right, so we have two. That's all we need.
Yeah, and that's all we need.
And
love
maybe
you,
Bob.
Dad. and Bob, probably. So we discussed, and it got pretty emotional, Sharon, because we brought you to tears, or you brought you to tears.
I welled up.
You did.
I did, yeah.
She was speechless for a moment, and that's never happened in all the years I've known her. So it was we started to talk about navigating and the emotional aspects and how it affects people. And, you know, sometimes, like with the blink of an eye, you're trying to help an ailing parent. Like, you know, all of a sudden, they're just not capable anymore. And it seems to happen almost like overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And parents that may have, you know, maybe deceased, also very difficult. Again, maybe it's sudden, maybe it's not, but, you know, still when you're going through that process, your thought process is not on, oh, we have to sell mom and dad's house,
One of the things that you, I'm sorry to interrupt, one of the things that you brought up last week that I thought was great was, you know, it is a blink of an eye. We are talking about how busy life is right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Alyssa just had a 2-hour show, McNamara on Money, talking about, you know, kids in preschool and everything. That was yesterday for me, by the way. Absolutely yesterday. And my girls are 21 and almost 20 now.
Yep.
And you know, that happens fast. So every time we have that, oh, we'll do that tomorrow, or we'll meet up with mom and dad, or we'll go over everything, it happens fast. But your point was, you have a client, and I think maybe the husband deceased, and then the woman just within 6 months was completely in like a dementia state.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She completely went downhill after her husband passed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had the home in a trust in one of the children's names, and they thought they did all the right things, like, you know, when mm-hmm. he had passed away. And then they found themselves, you know, she fell. And now
that happens a lot.
Yeah, and so then she went downhill even further, and it was the day before Christmas Eve that they said, we need to put this house on the market, like, today.
Yeah.
And I thought, let's talk about it, you know, and I went over, but they needed to, it was very emotional for the family, very emotional.
And it's funny, too, Alyssa and I definitely have to get together. I don't know if she's out there listening. We talked briefly, but, you know, we used to spend a lot of time together because we're family, not that we spend time together because of that, but we were involved jointly with doing Financially Secure Women, which was a great, great event. And I actually had somebody the other day ask me when the next one is going to be. And I think these are some of the topics we talk about, the importance of having that estate plan put in place and having your team there for you. That includes your real estate advisor, that includes your financial planner, that includes your person who's doing your wills and trusts.
Your attorneys, yeah.
So you and I had talked about doing another Financially Secure event, and we'll plan that for sometime, probably in March, that we're going to do that, and we'll tell you exactly where the event will be. We're going to change gears a little bit and not make it just Financially Secure Women, so we're now calling it Financially Secure Futures. So it's for everybody.
Oh, it's couples. You know, if you think about it, last week I found out on this show I'm a baby boomer. Nobody was more shocked than me, and all of a sudden, like you said, you know, my daughter's mm-hmm. going to be 20 in March, and where did that time go? And now I have to think about these things. You really do, because you never know.
Yeah. So that's what we talked about last week, where some of the, you know, when you are a boomer, and that boomer age is, what was the boomer age again? Between
1946 and 1964.
Are boomers. Yeah. That's the generation that's taking care of
parents,
the parents. Bob is a boomer, and Bob relates very well with this demographic because that's, you know, his demographic.
Right.
So he understands the questions. I think he got very involved in this, and I meant to say this last week, was he had considered putting his own house on the market, I think, at one point, and not really putting his house on the market, but like, what is the next step for us? Do we really need this 4-bedroom colonial? But for my generation, and I'd say that you're closer to my generation, Sin, by the way, than you are to the boomer generation. What years were those born, and what is that? I'm a Gen X, right?
You're a Gen X, 65 to 79.
Yeah, so I was born in 68. My generation is the sandwich generation. So we're being sandwiched with responsibility because we're taking care of our parents.
Yeah.
In not a full capacity, but we're also taking care of our children.
Right.
Kids in college and parents who are getting older. I mean, you know, it's just part of what we're going through. But today's show, why don't we talk about what today's show is going to be? Then we'll take a break and then we'll come back and we'll get right into it. So what are we going to be discussing today?
So we're going to talk about, you know, if I sell my home, where do I go? Do I wait to look for another property? Do I look right away? Do I put an offer in on a property before my property has an accepted offer? Well, it's a plethora
of information.
You really
should get a pen and paper and write down all the stuff that Cindy and I are saying. So,
right.
But we're going to take a break. Remember, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, and we are both of Boston Connect Real Estate, located right here on the South Shore. We are here to, what was my little tagline I was going to say? Service that moves you. Service that moves you. We'll be right back.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. I'm having a little bit of a one of our commercials isn't coming through, so I just asked Ryan, who did the commercial. He said it was TR226. I asked him to call you. So he is going to, we have a commercial that's going to be running. So let me just tell you what that commercial is going to be. And we did talk about it during the show.
Yeah.
So Bob Gleason, as I mentioned, is a realtor, sales and marketing advisor. He's also a senior specialist, which is great. He has that designation that he did get through NAR. And he is having a event workshop, so to speak, on February 9th at 7 o'clock p.m. that is going to be held at the I'm all over the place here, and I'm sorry for that. I just want to make sure I get it right for everybody. February 9th at 7 o'clock p.m. It's going to be at the Adams Center, which is 33 Main Street in Kingston. It is a free event. It is going to be Bob speaking about navigating home buying and home selling. He uses my term in there as well. It's not downsizing, it's right-sizing. Right. Mm-hmm. So when you're right-sizing your home, that means you're leaving maybe a four-bedroom colonial and going into a condo.
Or a cape. Ranch.
Yeah, rental. We also talked about multi-generational living, and I discussed my listing over on 8 Farmside Drive in Pembroke, who has a wonderful setup there for an in-law setup. So that's what he'll be talking about. He is going to, again, it will be with Bob, and he is also going to have an attorney on with him as well. I promise we're going to find that commercial. If we can, if we can't, we'll make sure that I play it during the week at some point for Bob. So I'll just have to talk to Ryan about that at some point. So back to what we're talking about. So last week we talked about the emotional aspects of doing what we're doing. Today we're talking about the processes. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. This is what we're doing, girl. Roll up your sleeves. 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for myself or Cindy, please give me a call so we can answer those questions for you. So what came first, the chicken or the egg, right?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Because, let me back up. When we were discussing this earlier, your thought was, boy, I've never really had that problem. And I'm like, well, I had that problem all year long. So the difference was the demographic that I was working with and the demographic you were working with.
Right.
So I just happened to be working with a lot of boomers myself this year that were right-sizing. You tend to be working more with the Gen X and the Gen Ys.
Yeah, those that were just first-time home buyers bought something that they could afford that might have been a little bit small or a condo, and now they want to move into, their first home or their second home, but a little bit larger.
Yep.
So they're starting to think about having families and things like that.
Yeah. So we're going to give you a little back and forth here. So if you are a baby boomer, then I'll have some questions. I'll answer some of your questions and give you some examples of what I went through with my clients this past summer, basically. And then Cindy worked a lot this year with, again, that Gen X. You were like Gen Y, so 1980 to 2000. Sort of
Millennium Gen Y. Yeah, more of that.
That
definitely.
Age, selling the first condo and then moving in. So we'll have some good examples about that. The common worry, I would say, that people have, so if you have this worry or concern, you're not alone. If I sell my home, where will I go?
Right. And for me, most of my clients that were in this situation, they thought, I have to find a home and put an offer in and buy that home before I sell my home. But my the people that I'm working with, they need the proceeds from the sale of their condo or their home to go toward. So you kind of have to do it basically simultaneously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so
that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And I want, and they didn't have, they, you know, didn't financially have maybe money to put down on that. That's what the proceeds were for. So that was an, it's an, as again, we always say, it's an education process. And yep. So one of the things that we do, and, you know, we put in the listing, you know, subject to seller finding suitable housing, mm-hmm. because they get nervous that they're not going to find a property, especially in this market.
Yeah.
I mean, I fortunately, I don't know, some angel on my shoulder, I don't know, it, my clients, their properties went under agreement day one, mm-hmm. and they were nervous, like, I'll never find a home, there's nothing out there. We did, no problem.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm working with someone now, and it, because it is the winter months, they're not finding, he's not finding a property right now, and he's nervous that he's going to have to rent, which is what you have had that issue. I have not yet, so yeah. I'm thinking, you know, we'll figure this out. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, and I've had that happen a lot, but I think that that is the difference when you are, when you're working with a professional, and that's what I consider us and all of our agents, by the way, at Boston Connect Real Estate. When you're working, we're ready for that hiccup. So we have to have a plan if we can't find that house. So your right. client, his home is under agreement.
Yes.
And he's looking for another house now. What is the backup plan if he can't find a house and his house is under agreement? Is it suitable housing? Is that a clause in yours?
Yes. Okay. But he's prepared, you know, he's single, so he's prepared to just, you know, either rent something or mm-hmm. move in with a family member or something like that. We still have a little bit of time, but the problem is there's not a lot out in the market. When something comes on, we're missing it literally the day that it comes on the market, or there's no showings until the open house, and then when we're, you know, we try to get in there before,
and mysteriously it goes under agreement,
yeah. and we couldn't get in to see it. And that's happened to me quite a few times. Yeah. That's discouraging.
It happened to me too, and it's actually one company in particular that it seems to be happening with a lot. So because I fight for my clients as much as I fight for my agents, you know, and I don't mean fight in a negative way. That just means I'm very spirited about helping my clients.
You have everyone's back.
My baby cubs.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I am actually going to report people to MLS and just say, you know, that isn't fair. If you're going to put out there are no showings until the open house, that means there are no showings for anybody and no right. offers are being accepted until that time, until right. you give everybody a fair chance to get into that house.
Correct.
But desperate people do desperate things in desperate times. And that just shows you the level of, you know, what is going on in our industry and what makes me so frustrated so many times, because, you know, now your clients can't get into the house they wanted because no showings until Sunday, which is tomorrow, but the house is already contingent. So tell me how that happened.
Right. I was told sight unseen. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Mm-hmm. I have a term for that, but I can't... I call and I can't say it on the radio. Starts with a B, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's baloney is what it is.
It's baloney.
So 781-837-4900. Please give us a call. Ask some questions. We haven't had any callers in a while, so I don't know if everybody's sleepy or if everybody's out there shopping to get their chili mix for the game today. So that is happening a lot. And one of the things, too, with the money aspect that you brought up, that is the generation that you're talking about, your millennials there and your Gen Ys. They definitely do. They don't have a lot of cash on hand. It's expensive to live.
It's a lot. You know, the houses, I can't imagine buying the houses that my clients are buying, you know, compared to what I paid 24 years ago. I can't.
How much did you pay for your house?
$164,000.
I paid $137,500. Can you believe that? $137,500 I paid for my house. I
can't, and you couldn't get a lean-to for that today.
You know, and here's the thing. I think, Sin, one of the things that makes us very emotional when we get onto the show and very transparent is we are at that age where we're treating our clients either like our children, like our nieces and nephews, or like our parents. So we have so much invested in it. That's why I get fired up. And one time I said the Dorchester in me comes out. And I only mean that because, you know, they say you can take the girl out of Dorchester, but you can't take the Dorchester out of the girl. My thought on that is it's not a negative. Someone got upset with me that I said that before. But I really do want to fight for my clients. I think we have a caller.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jim. How are you? Good morning.
Good. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'll hang up and listen to your answer on the radio.
Okay, well, if you want to hang on, too, in case there's other prompting, feel free. What's your question?
My question is, I'm going to sell my house for $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what it's going to cost me to sell it, like the real estate costs and any other stuff in between,
mm-hmm.
and how much, when by the time it's over, I want to know how much.
So you want to know what you're going to net. This is a very good question, and this is one of the things when we're doing analysis for people, we sit down. I have a whole spreadsheet too, Jim. I know you want to hang up, but if you want to stay on the air and just let Jesse at least take down your email address, I would be more than happy to forward you one of my slides that indicates
I'm
exactly.
I'm just trying to get a little
rough idea.
Info here and a little info here. Then in the springtime or sometime this before fall, I'll be putting it on the market, and I know I can get five for it, but maybe a little more. But I want to know what it's going to cost me every time somebody says you got to buy this, you got to pay for this and pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know. I just want some information.
Sure.
So you do what you can, and I'll listen. Okay.
All right. Perfect. And if you have any prompting questions, like I said, you can stay on and just listen because you'll hear it while you're on hold, or you can call back. So Jim's question is: he is planning on selling his home. He believes that he can get $500,000 for it, and he wants to know what the costs are associated with selling your home in the state of Massachusetts. Okay. So there's a couple of things. My first prompting question to Jim is: he thinks his home is worth $500,000. That to me hurts me the most because the big part of what I do is educating clients. And I could see he's actually calling me from Duxbury because it showed up on the thing that he was calling from Duxbury. My thought process is it's potentially probably even more because there are two people where I don't know how old Jim was, and I wish I had asked, but there is a generation that thinks, like we were just talking,
right?
I paid $137,000 for my house. How could it potentially be worth over $500,000? So I would definitely say don't think that your house is just worth $500,000.
Right.
It could really, really be worth more, and I would hate for you to short sale yourself on that, right?
Correct.
And it could be less. I doubt it, though, in a town like Duxbury.
Right.
Things are selling and selling quickly. In that price range, by the way. So his question, again, goes back to what he is... so there is... if he hires a realtor to do his work, we can't legally talk about percentages. So we can't say, we really can't. But I would say I can talk oranges and apples. So potentially you would potentially put your house on the market and you would potentially owe five oranges to the realtor. Okay. The way that works when you are charged five oranges, the listing agent, which we do all the time, I'm a very strong listing agent. The majority of my stuff this year was listings. I am responsible for the advertising, the marketing, the promoting, the print advertising, the broker open house with the lunch. I'm responsible for all the fees, all the internet, and all the things that we're doing, the virtual tour, the professional photography. One thing that we do and really do well at Boston Connect Real Estate is we have technology. I'm going to New York next week for one full week to learn internet, technology, and all of technology for real estate solely, right? That's how dedicated we are to it. When I have those five oranges, I play nicely in the sandbox, we like to say, or in the refrigerator.
Yep.
We split our orange in half.
Mm-hmm.
So we give half of that orange to another realtor and whoever that buyer's agent is. So that buyer's agent could be from any of the other local companies.
Yep.
We all work together really well,
absolutely,
by the way. Yes, you hear us talking about some frustrations, the things that are going on out there, but that's what's
human
happening.
Nature.
Yeah. And some companies, you know, everybody has their own... you know, their own mixture of how many oranges this is going to cost you. So you definitely have to, you know, do your research on that. It could be four, it could be six, it could be 10. Who knows? Everybody has a different thing. Half of it goes to the other agent. So that's the first thing. The second thing, state of Massachusetts, you know that number, right?
Yeah.
We have the state, they call state tax stamps. That is $4.56
per thousand.
Per thousand. Yes. So Jim is still listening. I'm just going to pull up my calculator. If you sold your house for your home for $500,000, you would take 500 times $4.56, and that will give you $2,280. The state automatically takes that. That comes right off the top. You'd never see it. You don't have to do it. You're not writing a check to anybody. I asked John Buckley one time. John Buckley is our Register of Deeds. You were speaking with him, I think,
yes,
this week.
Yes, this week, yeah.
He's coming on when? In March?
In March, yeah.
Yep, so we'll have him on. He's a good friend of mine as well. I do his television program with him, and he comes on the show with me often. I asked him where that money went, and he said it goes into a general fund for the for the state. So I think that some of the money is going to, like, prisons and things like that. It used to be half of that, so it used to be... $2.28, but Governor Dukakis he wanted to go up a little bit, so he doubled it.
Yeah, of course.
So there you go. So you have that fee. The other fee that you're responsible for is your final water, things like that. If you listened, Jim, a few weeks ago, we had on Kenny.
Kenny from the deputy chief in Pembroke of the fire department. There's a smoke cert. Now, I personally take care of that for my clients, but that's another cost. Depending on the town, it can be $40 or $50 that you have to pay for that. You have to have the smoke certs and CO2 done as well.
Yep. So there is the cost that's associated with that. And this is one of the things I also want to say, Jim, is don't underestimate the value of your home, because you could be putting some money on the table, whether that's maybe your home is worth $501. I want you to get that one.
Right.
you know? But the other thing that we talked about, and we're going to have Steve Cook on from Imperial Inspection soon, Jim, if you've been in your home for a while, several years, we always recommend that you have an inspection done prior to putting your home on the market. You
so
want to
there
give
are no
some
surprises.
Examples?
Mm-hmm. You know, you might need, and it's the major things, like, you know, or you don't know. You think you've been maintaining and you've been doing well, but the inspector comes in and with the buyer's agent, and I find for my clients it's easier to have it done prior to, so that they're not shocked and surprised, because there may be things that legally they have to have done. Like, there could be mold in the attic that they're not aware was even there. So you are responsible to have that remediated.
That happened to me. I have a new listing coming on the market that I will speak of, by the way. That is coming on next week, and that is in Plymouth. It's going to be, I believe we're coming on for $375. Beautiful, beautiful home. They've done such a great job updating this home and doing everything. And as I was walking through, doing an analysis, that's the other thing too, Jim, is, I mean, these analyses are, you know, they're free to do.
Right.
So as I'm walking through the home, I went up to the attic. It was a walk-up attic area, and I've been to so many inspections, and Steve educates me.
All the time.
He's so
great.
Good.
And so, yeah.
He's so patient, isn't he? He's so level-headed. He's, again, a lot of the people that we have on here opposite me, it probably makes sense. They're almost like one pulse, you know, short of being flatlined. They're just so calm.
They are.
But I make up
but
for that.
But we need that. We need that.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
I do. I make up for that. But as I was walking through the home, I noticed up in the attic, that's something that I've noticed in other homes.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I don't know. I am not a specialist. Certainly you can't tell if something is mold just by looking at it.
So
they
types.
Did have a specialist come in, and I said to them, again, I know nothing because I don't remove mold, but I've had a client before in a home that was about this size. It was about $5,000. They went ahead and had it tested, and it was mold, and they had it moved. Well, first of all, they don't want to be living in the house. They have a young daughter,
right.
You know, potentially, you know, trying to have another at some point, you know, so they didn't want that in the house. So it was $5,000, by the way. And so they had that removed. The important part of that is, if you have your house on the market and that comes up in a home inspection, I guarantee you the buyer is going to say that's $10,000. Now you just lost $5,000. So what's really nice about them having it done before, too, is we made sure that they chose a company that will forward the warranty on with the
right.
new homeowner.
That's important, too. I always make sure that it can be forwarded on.
Yep. So, Jim, also, I'm assuming that you do have Title V. So you would have to have a Title V inspection. There are several great companies out there that are doing Title V inspections. So I would say that the range is probably about $375, $400, I would say, for the inspection itself.
Yep.
But there is also, you know, some towns you have to pump first. Not first, but you have to pump after.
Yep.
So there might be a fee included in that. I know... you know, again, there are several good companies out there. So we are going to be doing some shows on Title V. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I know you're working on that agenda because that's, people know. I mean, you're my sidekick now. I
know.
I like it.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
I know, me too.
But you're going to be calling all of those, you're going to be calling all those people, you know, different people to try to get, you know.
The experts on here.
Experts.
Yeah. Because we need that. And I learned, I hate to say it, and this is where I think my geek comes out. I love learning all of this stuff.
Oh, me too.
I really do. Isn't that sad?
No, it's not sad.
Is that
sad.
What it's become?
You know what? I just love it. I don't
me too.
Know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, are we overeager? I don't think so. I don't think we are.
No.
Okay, so we talked about the Title V inspection. Jim, here's the thing. There are some companies out there that will do a sort of a visual. They're going to peek in. They're not filling out any reports. They're just going to say, yeah, you know what? It looks like you're potentially going to have to replace this system. Or, hey, looks like your system's going to be just fine.
Right.
So I don't know when, how old Jim's system is. So I don't know if he has had it replaced in the past. That's another whole
show. And
does
he clean it out, you know, have it pumped regularly? Because that will lengthen the life.
Yeah.
You know, I learned that.
Well, if you maintain your system, you're certainly going to get a lot more life out of it, you know?
Like anything else.
Exactly.
Take care of it and it will take care of you.
Yeah. These boots right here, I'd say they're 4 years old. How do they look? I take care of them.
Right?
I let Mackenzie borrow them for a little while, but then I got them back and fixed them again. But, okay, so the Title V. So if your system fails, that's another level of what this could cost. So if your system fails, you would want to have the whole process, right? Get an engineer.
Yes. I just went through that with my property, the Title V, did not pass. First time ever for me in Hanover.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then you recommended an
Shane
engineer.
Shane McGlone.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he awesome?
The greatest guy out there that day. I mean, I dropped Kimmy off at the airport and off I went. And
met him.
He was wonderful and he has taken it over for me, which is great. But, I mean, I said, please stay in contact with me because I'm a little OCD and I need to make sure that
I'm
reaching out to the buyers and with the seller and everything's good. He's wonderful.
He is great. Shane McGlone. And he actually has a lot of good references and referrals, too, for people. So, and I know Tom from Kingston, we're going to get to you in a second. I'm just finishing up my conversation here with Jim. So, so with the Title V, I think that the engineering plans, Shane is probably going to kill me, but I'm guessing they're around $3,000?
Around there, with all the permits that he has to get. I only learned
Perks.
That because I met with him on Monday, and it was, again, I love learning all of this stuff.
I know. It's exciting.
It is.
So once you have your system, now that's another whole show. So that's what came first, the chicken or an egg. Do I get my Title V checked? Do I put my system in first? Or do I put the house on the market and then do it afterwards? I say if you have the funds to put it on the, do the Title V before you put it on the market, that is going to be better for you.
Yes, agreed.
For a couple reasons. And you can contact your towns. And a lot of the towns have funds available where you can get a loan to put in a new system and then you pay that back monthly, like it's on your tax bill. And when you sell your property, then that whole assessment will come off, that whole special assessment. So the reason why you want to do your Title V first, just to sort of be very detailed here for Jim, is if I'm a buyer's agent and I'm purchasing a property, I would say to my buyer, I don't know if this is going to be a raised system or not. I don't know what this could be.
That's huge, yeah.
So you really want it done first if you can. That way there the buyer knows exactly what they're buying and they're not coming back. I did have a client one time, I spoke of this before, that system failed. We got the engineering done. The buyer's agent went directly to the engineer's office, thank goodness, picked up the plans herself, brought them to her client. Her client's like, yeah, everything looks good. I never even saw them. I wasn't in that conversation. I don't do plans. I don't do septics.
Right.
And at that time, they purchased the house first and the system was going in afterwards. There was a holdback. We have no more of that. And it was a raised system. And they ended up suing the seller, but I didn't know for sure. So nothing really came of it because they bought it and they had the engineering plans. So that's that. So those are the main costs that you would have when you're selling your home. Moving costs, that's all up to you.
Right.
Like, where are you going? What are you doing? How much do you have? Are you going international? Not international, state to state, interstate. So those costs. Capital gains is another discussion.
Yeah.
So for a married couple, any gain over $500,000 would be for a married couple.
Right.
If you're single, it's any gain over $250,000.
Yep.
And that's something that you should definitely talk to your CPA about.
Absolutely.
And I highly, highly recommend that you have a team of professionals, the real estate agent, have a home inspection, have your financial planner and advisor, have your, CPA.
CPA.
Yeah, have your CPA all in hand so you can have all of that. So those are your basic costs. And an attorney fee. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, your attorney fee.
You definitely want to have an attorney, not just your attorney that's doing like wills and stuff like that.
But to review the P&S and make sure everything is, because there's just so many laws out there. And that's not what we do.
Exactly. Next week, I am going to have Mark Stiles on the air, and we're going to be talking about contingencies and things. I use them often. Okay, so I think that answered all of Jim's questions. If not, Jim, call back, and Jesse will patch you back in for another question. But right now, we're going to go to Tom. Hey, Tom.
Good morning, ladies.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks
Happy New Year.
Thanks for your patience, Tom. Appreciate that.
Sorry to make you wait.
Oh, there's no problem.
What's going on?
Question. I didn't listen to last week's show. So we can listen to last week's shows by going where?
Oh, that's a great question. I will let you know that it isn't up right now. My intern actually is with family in Hawaii, but I will get that up. I promise I'll do that for you on Monday. And I might actually, Tom, why don't you leave your email address with Jesse, and I can email you last week's show as well through Dropbox. Last week's show, but to hear all of my shows, we do have a podcast, so every show we do. You can go online to talkrealestateradio.com. And you will find that's the podcast. Or if you have an Apple phone or if you any phone that you have the app, that's a podcast app. You just the same search, Talk Real Estate Radio. And that's how you'll find all the shows.
And here's a question I have, and maybe it will be answered by last week's show. My parents are older. Mm-hmm. And like you guys said earlier in the show, they start failing quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have much other than their home. So they live pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
But when they pass away, the house is only in their name.
Mm-hmm.
What do we, the children, have to do to be able to sell it?
Yeah.
Is there anything that we need to do now before they do pass away?
Mm-hmm.
And a lousy thing, the way to put it, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a lousy... You know, and that's the thing is some of these, you know, it's the D's, and the words that begin with a D are sort of frightful. That's divorce and death and disability, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
And these are things that we all deal with.
Right.
So it's really a question for an attorney, and I know Bob at his seminar is going to have an attorney, and I know that, I believe, your wife has been to one of my seminars as well.
Yes.
So I had Caitlin Robinson there as well that answered some of these questions. And the answer is, I guess it all really, it depends. Now I sound like an attorney. It depends.
So the other D.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It depends because I don't know how their will is set up. It's how their will is set up.
A horrific car crash, and now... 3 months later, X amount of time later, I call up Sharon. I says, I got my parents' house we want to sell.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say to me?
I'm going to say, are you sure? Yeah. One is, do you have the license to sell? That's one of the things, if it has to go to probate. But I'm not sure if it has to go to probate. So that really is...
I was told that they don't have to go to probate.
All right, then perfect. Then
they have a will.
They have a will. So that means that you can sell the property. So whoever the benefactor, whoever it is, whoever is taking care of the estate, that person can sign. But again,
Is there any roadblocks? Have you ever done one like that?
I had a roadblock huge. Actually, Cindy and I worked with somebody. Cindy actually recently had this house on the market again. Cindy was working with a buyer, and I was helping her. You know, we were doing it together.
Right.
And the house that she was purchasing was a two-family or multi-family style house. And the husband deceased. It was a second marriage. The husband deceased.
Yep.
Well, during their processes of life, they did a reverse mortgage. So what they did is they took the wife off of the deed when they did this reverse mortgage. For what reason? I have no idea. I know nothing about reverse mortgages, to be quite honest with you. Not enough to sound smart, okay? They took her off the deed. What they forgot to do after everything was all sort of settled and put back together was put her back on the deed. So when he deceased... It was his house only, and they had to go ahead and get a license to sell. To do that, you have to go through the court systems. You have to do a lot of things. Well, guess what came out of the woodwork? Two children, adult children, from a previous marriage. of the husbands that actually put sort of a little bit of a damper on the whole event. So it had to be squared away because it has to go in the paper. It has to be noticed and everything, right. You know, publicly.
So what happened to the buyers?
They hung on. They wanted the house. They wanted the house, and they waited through the processes. But
it was a long time process.
I can't remember exactly because it was quite a few years ago. But I would say it was like 90 days or something like that. That those things usually take to clear up. And think about that from a buyer's perspective, Tom, is, you know, they're getting a loan. Did the rates go up? Their rate lock? You know, a lot of things can falter.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's good to know. And I'll definitely leave my email address.
Okay, perfect.
And this way I can listen to that and then maybe go, what's it say,
February 9th at 7 p.m.
And again, Tom, it is so important to, you know, seek an attorney because... Mm-hmm. You think that they might be in the home until that time comes. They may not.
Exactly.
They may not. One may not be able to take care of the other, or either one of them, or if one passes first, the other one may have to go into assisted living or something. That's a whole different ballgame, regardless of the will. But again, I think Bob's class that he's going to have and the attorney there, I think those are all great questions.
Yep.
How fast time has changed just since October to now? In that time frame, both parents all of a sudden, I say all of a sudden, just in that short time, things have really...
Yeah,
it happens. It's
from my dad playing tennis to going around with a walker.
Yeah, I know. And I recently saw Tom and his wife actually at the ARC had a program where we went and saw the band.
December.
Yeah, we saw that. So it was nice to see you. And
same here. It was nice to meet your dad.
Yeah, I saw my dad, met my dad, gave him a nice
sweet
big
guy.
Hug, said hello.
Not nice to say about a guy, sweet guy.
Yeah, he is a sweet guy.
Then I saw Mark.
Yes, you met Mark and you met the girls.
Yeah, nice.
Yes, we had a great time, and the ARC is such a great program, so it was really nice to be there and see that show. I forget the Sons of Serpendip or something. It was great.
Serendip.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, Tom, one other thing, too, and then I do have to go into our breaks because I have to get some commercials in.
Yep.
But one of the things that out of last week's, in a nutshell, I'd say that the most powerful thing that came out of last week's show for me was a suggestion. Your parents are both living, right?
Right.
Take a day, spend that time, and go over to mom and dad's house and go through the things with them. Because, you know, if when they pass or if they're in assisted living and they're not there doing it with you, now it just becomes things. So my example was you and your siblings or you and your family are clearing out their home, getting it ready to be on the market, and you see a vase. To you, it's glass. But you know what? That's going to be a really good memory for mom or dad where they're going to say, you know, I remember that vase because dad gave me those vases on our 25th wedding. He gave me roses on my 25th wedding anniversary. And it's just a great way to bond as they are coming towards, you know, the end, the end here.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of a weird time. I know everybody goes through it.
Yeah.
But when it's your turn, it's like reality is really happening and you hate to see it and you say, is this the same guy that, like I said, September was playing tennis?
Yeah, I know. And I don't want my turn to come. I'm just saying that. So,
well,
thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Leave,
you guys have
leave
a good
that with
rest of the weekend.
Okay, you
Thanks
too.
Tom.
Go Pats.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to, I definitely, Jesse, can you just play Bob's commercial for me? Play 226, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Bob Gleason. I'm a senior real estate specialist and realtor at Boston Connect Real Estate in Pembroke. Like many of you listening today, my wife and I have talked about selling our family home and right-sizing to fit our needs. The process of making that kind of decision can be confusing and frustrating. On Tuesday, February 9th at 7 p.m., I will be hosting a seminar at the Adams Center, 33 Main Street in Kingston, designed for baby boomers and their adult children. You should attend if you are planning on moving in the next 12 to 18 months, or you are spending too much of your valuable time maintaining a large family home, especially after last winter, and you are getting ready to move but are overwhelmed by the process and don't know where to start. Topics will include financial and pricing considerations, staging and showing your home, and packing and moving. As an added benefit, I will be joined by estate planning attorney Eileen Lee Breger. Once again, this seminar is designed for baby boomers and their adult children and will take place on Tuesday, February 9th at 7 at the Adams Center, 33 Main Street in Kingston. This is a free event and meant to allow for questions after the presentation. If you would like to attend, please call me at 781-856-6714 or email me at bobgleason@bostonconnect.com. Once again, bobgleason@bostonconnect.com. Hope to see you there.
And we're back. We're just going to go right back into this. You don't need my fancy music to go along with that. You're listening to Sharon McNamara. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford here. We're both of Boston Connect Real Estate. We only have 2 minutes left, so we're going to have to go into another show. And, you know, I love when we get the phone calls because that means that that's information that's important to people. So it doesn't matter to us if we get off track. We have our notes and what we want to talk about. So we will get into the details of, you know, navigating home buying and home selling. Cindy and I are planning an event for March. That will be talking, I guess, that will be the primary focus, navigating home buying and home selling. We're going to be calling this Financially Secure Futures. So we're going to ask a couple people to join us so they can answer all your questions when you're there. Don't forget about Bob Gleason, February 9th. Open houses. I'm going to be at 30 Lewis Farm Drive in Duxbury. That is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful four-bedroom colonial, wonderful, wonderful mudroom area with two-car garage with a room off the side in a wonderful cute, adorable, nice neighborhood. It's really, really convenient location in Duxbury. Just had a really nice price adjustment and a price improvement on this. It's down to $925. So yeah, it's really, really a nice price range. I will be there personally with Cindy Ford.
Yeah, we'll be there together. Yes, we can't get enough of each other.
I know, from 1 to 3. So come visit me and Cindy, 30 Lewis Farm Drive in Duxbury. It is a wonderful home. We'll have tons of links. Also, 42 Equestrian Way, that's going to be in Pembroke. Mary Baker is going to be there. We have lots of open houses. Please go to bostonconnect.com under the buyer tab. You're going to find all the open houses that you could possibly want to go to. If you can't get there this weekend, guess what? Cindy and I are available all week and you can call us. We'll get you a personal showing on any of the properties that you see on the South Shore. They don't have to be just listed with Boston Connect. Cindy, your phone number quickly.
781-367-4419.
One more time.
781-367-4419.
And I am Sharon McNamara, 781-294-4848. 781-294-4848. That's my cell or text. Get us at the office, 781-826-8000. Bye.